Progtopia Planetary Premiere, 17 March 2014. Anubis Gate, Horizons. Hello everyone, my name's Mark Ashby, and I'd like to welcome you to Progtopia, the prog rock, metal, and electronic music show that goes in-depth with artists both well-known and up-and-coming, featuring their songs and exclusive interviews you'll hear nowhere else. Visit us at our website, progtopia.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/progtopia, and on Twitter at progtopia, and subscribe to us on iTunes. I think you'll like what you hear. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a regular customer, thanks for stopping by. All right, these are the kind of shows I live for, and I hope as listeners that you do too. While this episode features the usual interview with a member from our featured band, you'll also hear, for the first time on any show anywhere in the world, a track from this band's upcoming release. And having heard the entire album, let me just tell you, it could easily have been any of the songs on it because there's not a bad or even just okay one among them. It's really that good. When the 15th of April comes, you'd be wise to get your hands on a copy of Anubis Gate's 6th studio album entitled Horizons from Nightmare Records. The prog metal masters from Denmark are returning to Progtopia for the first time since our very first true episode, number 001, all the way back in February 2012. I spoke then with the band's guitarist, keyboardist, co-producer, Kim Olesen, who will always receive my deepest thanks for agreeing to do a show that literally didn't even exist yet. So now that this humble little show has matured, I was more than happy to have Olesen on again to talk about the new album and something of a new focus in sound on a few tracks, the changes in membership of the band since last we spoke, and the free EP they released in late 2013 with one original and two cover songs, among other topics we covered. And of course, that exclusive first listen I've been teasing about. But don't forget, after you're finished here, you should go to the websites of our good friends, PRM Radio at progrockandmetal.net, where you can listen to all the best artists in those genres and even make requests for Anubis Gate, and also to IAAM Radio at itsallaboutmusic.net, which has a great mix of music from all sorts of styles. You're sure to find something you love there also. Those URLs, again, are progrockandmetal.net and itsallaboutmusic.net. And now, join me to journey to the horizons with Anubis Gate. Our first topic of discussion was the departures of original members Jesper Jensen, replaced by Michael Boden, and Morten Sørensen, replaced by Morten Sørensen?
Well, I think Jesper and Morten just had metal fatigue. You know, they were in the band for 10 years, and 10 years is a long time, and they weren't feeling quite as enthusiastic about it, I think, and they just decided that was enough. And I mean, it was really cool of them, because leaving a band is always a difficult thing to do, taking the decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, the great thing about all ex-members of Anubis Gate is that we're all very good friends still. There was no big drama or anything. I talked to all of them regularly. I'm not sure if there was anything more behind it. First, Jesper left. His decision might have been because we were talking about going more out live, and Jesper doesn't really like playing live. And then after a couple of months, Morten decided that the band wasn't really the same for him without Jesper in it. Huh. And of course, he's right. The band is not the same without Jesper and Morten in it. It's when you got two new members, it's something is bound to be different. Mm-hmm. But I think we got some great new folks in there. Morten, our new drummer with the same name, which apparently confused the hell out of everyone. some people thought it was a joke.
Right,
he's amazing. The new Morten and Michael too. And I actually went. Michael came at the suggestion of our first singer, Torben. Mm-hmm. It was Torben who pointed us in the direction of Michael and said, "Hey, you want to get this guy because he writes some interesting stuff. And they were in a band together, Torben and Michael, a band called Northern Empire, which was a really weird band, with Torben doing some very high-pitched singing and Michael doing some kind of Voivod style riffing.
Mm.
We got two great new members, and well, much of the album was written when they joined the band. But Michael was good at getting a lot of stuff in there, actually. So he kind of finished a lot of songs and contributed one almost of his own, the song called Hear My Call. I'm very happy with the new members. I'm sad Morten and Jesper left, but I'm very happy with the new people.
Well, the new album is called Horizons, the one that you're talking about that you had it written before, or mostly written before they joined up. But it will be released on April 15th through Nightmare Records, and that's your second album on Nightmare after your self-titled one back in 2011. And when I asked you back in 2012, when I talked to you the first time about when you would bring out your sixth album, you had said, oh, it'll be 2 years from the last one. It's always 2 years. But it took a little bit longer than that this time. So was there any reason for the delay?
Well, I'm superstitious, and I didn't want to bring anything out in 2013.
Oh. So,
no, that's not the reason, of course. We just finished the album about 14 days too late for the release window of 2013, actually, because we are so insanely perfectionists. The great thing about that is that we've had time to socialize a little bit and set up rehearsals and stuff like that. So probably we'll be doing some live shows this summer, and the album will be fresh out instead of it being an old album from last year. That's the silver lining about it.
How would you say Horizons compares with your five previous releases in its sound?
Well, we've developed, of course, and that is very important to us, not to become stale and just repeat what we do. But on the other hand, it's, of course, it sounds like us. Even if we have two new guys in the band, it really sounds like us. And our old drummer, Morten, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and he has heard the album and really likes it. And he said, that sounds just like a new Biscuit. We've tried a couple of new things on this album, as we always do. Try to push the limit of what you're supposed to do when you're at heart a metal band. The long track is one of those examples, the song called A Dream Within a Dream, where it takes a bit of time before it becomes a metal song. You know, it starts out like something that could perhaps be a bit like Depeche Mode or something, and then it becomes an acoustic song, and then the heavy metal sets in.
I noticed that Dream Within a Dream song was very long. I mean, it's not that Anubis Gate has never done long songs. I would say that the average length for one of your songs is maybe around 6 minutes, but this one is over 14 minutes, and that's pretty long. So did you plan for it to be that long, or did it just turn out that way?
It just turned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
The long songs always turn out that way. We never plan for long songs, and it's a kind of a joke within the band. Okay, this time we're not going to do a long song. And then, of course, we also said that with this album, and we ended up with the longest song we've ever done. Every time we plan on doing things a certain way, we always end up doing the opposite. I think the best word is that we trust in the process of it. When we write, we have a confidence that it'll turn out all right, no matter what we do. Just keep writing, and then we'll weed out the bad stuff later. We've never once did what we planned to do with an album, which is, I mean, the closest album that came to being something we planned was The Detached, because that was our kind of having a go at the ultimate concept album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I noticed also, like you said, that there were some acoustic guitar parts and quieter moments, maybe more than on past Anubis Gate albums, which are a little more straightforward metal. So it seemed like you were paying more attention to some different styles on this album than previously, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, especially the last song, I don't want to give it away. We tried to make that song sound really close to the listener, with no effects on the vocals until later in the song and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's also new for us. We did that a couple of times on the album, you know, having having the vocal dry and then putting back all the reverb and stuff like that, you know, to kind of give the impression that you can move, sonically move the vocalist in space close to the listener or distant from the listener and things like that. That's an interesting thing to do and something we hadn't done before.
Mm-hmm. And in the lead up to Horizons here earlier in 2014, you offered a free 3-track EP called Sheep, which contained a cover of that Pink Floyd song, and you had another cover of Mr. Mister's Broken Wings, and then there was also an alternate version of the track from Horizons called Destined to Remember. So that was a very nice thing to give away to your fans for nothing. It was worth a lot more than I would have paid for it.
Well, that was Lance King of Nightmare Records. That was his suggestion, because initially we wanted to put it up on iTunes and have people pay for it. And I was chatting with him, and he said, you know, you want to do something really nice for your fans now that the album has been delayed with almost half a year. Give it away for free. They'll be happy. And I thought about that for a moment and said, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Of course, keep the fans happy. After all, if there weren't any fans and if we weren't keeping them happy, they wouldn't be buying Horizons. There wouldn't be, we wouldn't have an album deal. So for us, it was kind of obvious. Yeah, we know if you waited for our next album, it's going to take a while before you get it. Here's a nice patch on the wound for that. So we was happy to just give it away.
Mm-hmm.
That EP.
Mm-hmm. And I know we talked last time about cover songs that you've done before, ones that you've released, like Wouldn't It Be Good? And then there are other ones. I think you said that there was a Bee Gees song that you've covered.
Still hidden on some hard disk somewhere. Yeah, it will come out someday.
Everyone
said that 2 years ago, but it will be out someday.
Well, why did you choose Sheep and Broken Wings for the two songs that you would release on the EP? Why those two?
Yeah, well, I always had a thing with the song Sheep. I always thought it would make a bloody good prog metal song. I mean, it's perhaps one of the most aggressive songs anyway that Pink Floyd did.
Yeah.
I mean, Roger Waters' vocals on that one are brilliant. You know, he's the venom is dripping from him, and it's almost a metal song. I said to the others that I really would love to do this song, and they were kind of like, "Ah, a Pink Floyd track? You gotta be kidding!" And then I made a demo of it, saying, "Okay, this it could sound like this." And then they were, "Oh, great, yeah, we'll do it." And that was when Jesper and Old Morten, let's call him Old Morten, that was when they were still in the band. But of course, the one playing on the version of the EP is the new band.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my way, and I'm happy. I think it's we did a good job on it, I think. Broken Wings was a fan suggestion. I can't remember who suggested it, but it was somebody said it on my Facebook. You should do Broken Wings someday. And that's one of Henrik's favorite songs. So, I mean, it wasn't hard talking him into it.
His voice suits it very well. I think it really works with his voice.
Yeah, he's going to be happy to hear that, because he was kind of scared that he couldn't live up to that song, because Richard Page is one of his favorite vocalists anyway. So it was kind of, for him, it was like almost like sacrilege going in and making a new version of that song.
Well, I think I've had Pat Mastellotto, the drummer from Mr. Mister, on the show before.
I know, so yeah.
Maybe he'll listen to it now and see what he thinks of it.
Yeah, that might be interesting. So here.
Well, Pat, if you're listening, I think I'll play Broken Wings on the show here. Why don't we do that?
Baby, I don't understand why
Well, let's get back to the new album. How many tracks are on this album?
There are 10 tracks on this album.
Okay. Are there did you have any that didn't make it and maybe will be released or, you know, like as a B-side someday? Or did you include everything that you guys had written?
Yeah, we didn't include everything we've written. Actually, there was a lot of material that didn't make it on this album. I think there might be about 30 minutes of material that was taken away from the album. There are no holy cows in this band. Mm-hmm. The verses of Revolution, Come Undone, was completely different to begin with. And we were kind of agonizing over that one. That was a really hard track to finish because we kept working on the verses that we didn't use. And every time we worked on them, they became even worse. It was like, you know, I don't know if it was Henrik and me that said, okay, either we drop this song or we just begin from scratch with those verses. And that was what we did. And we put a hell of a lot of work into those things that are not used. And that's perhaps why it takes us so long to write an album.
There's also some very cool cover art for Horizons. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Oh yeah. A Greek guy called Nikos, he sent me an email about 4 years ago or something, suggesting I look on his homepage. And at that time, the things that he was doing didn't really suit the albums that we were doing. I took a look on his homepage after we were well into recording this new one. That's the thing I always do. I go into the cover artist's homepage and I look for unused cover art. And usually we find the covers, that's how we find our covers, you know. He had the finished cover art, of course, not with a new skate on it, but it was finished and I loved it at the moment I saw it. At the same time, I had this song that was called Horizon. I had some of it, and I thought, you know, they kind of fit together. And I suggested the cover to the others and suggested we change the title on that song from Horizon to Horizons, and that the album would be called Horizons. Mm-hmm. And they saw it immediately too. Yeah, it was a good fit. And actually, we went in and changed the lyrics of Horizon because we are inspired by the cover art. So that got a whole new set of lyrics after we found the cover art. Mm. And the other story about that lyric is that we were very self-conscious about people not reading some drama about Morten and Jesper leaving into some of the lyrics because there was no drama. And that lyric could be seen as a kind of message song. It wasn't, but it could be seen as. And I didn't want to have people interpreting all kinds of funny shit about what happened behind closed doors in the band. Mm-hmm. So I knew we had to change the lyrics anyway of that song. So Henrik and I sat down and wrote this kind of strange adventure song. Perhaps it isn't the most obvious title track we've ever had.
Did you record that alternate lyric version? Did that ever make it to the recording stage?
No.
Oh.
No. We only had the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And what we do when usually we have the music first and Henrik just ad-libs some crazy vocals over it to find the melody lines. And then he writes the lyrics. And some of it is really, really fantastically funny. The chorus of Hear My Call originally was, "You are my bread and cheese beginning from tomorrow." That was what he sang. You know, but he did that just to find a good melody.
Right.
That's the only one I can remember, but it's actually they're very, very funny because he just sings anything that comes into his head. But sometimes we do, Henrik sends a vocal track with nothing beneath it. No chords or anything, and he says, "Okay, you guys think up some melody or some music for this." So, and that's another way of working it. And that's I love when he just sends those what's it called, a cappella tracks, and says, "Okay, you guys go ahead on this." And begin. I mean, we are a very vocal oriented band. I should say song oriented band. You know, you can take any of our songs and sit down at a piano and still play it. that's maybe what makes us a bit different than many heavy metal bands, I think, who are so many metal bands are obsessed with what the guitars are playing, and it's like the rest of it doesn't really matter, which is a shame, really.
Yeah. Well, let's have our moment of truth here. What track would you like to premiere for the world here on Progtopia?
Well, I'd like to go out on a limb with what we should premiere and play that song I described as electronica metal. It's a song called Never Like This.
Good choice. Is there any story that goes with this, or maybe something you could tell us about when you were writing it?
We have this great band in Denmark called Carpark North. And I don't think they're known outside of Denmark, but I love that band. And I was writing a song which they would have written. And that's how the chorus came about. And Henrik was working on a song at the same time, which was the verses. And they were the same key and the same tempo. And it was a good match between those two parts. Then the middle part was actually something Jesper had written. Jesper has a few things on this album, and he let us use it even though he was leaving the band. So that was great, because I couldn't imagine the album without those contributions. Another thing is that this song is thematically and musically linked to the long track. It uses some of the same elements and some of the same vocal melodies, because both songs concern themselves with the dream world and, you know, what we dream is the real world and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Kind of inspired by the Inception movie.
Cool. Well, let's play it for you right now. This is from the new Anubis Gate album, Horizons. This will be released on April 15th worldwide. Once again, the song is called Never Like This. So even though we're about a month away from the release of the album, can people pre-order it?
Yeah, they can. They can pre-order it from Amazon, and they can pre-order it from nightmarerecords.com. And it will, of course, be up on iTunes for pre-order, I think, a couple of days before release, if you prefer to have it digitally. You can also have a bundle from www.merkbooth.com, where it goes on sale with a T-shirt with the Horizons artwork on it, too.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I see that there was also something with a concert, like a live concert extra that you had as part of a package?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, the CD version will have a CD-ROM content that is a live gig from 2005, which was recorded just after Torben left the band and before Jacob got in as the new vocalist. And Henrik was deputizing for Torben on those gigs. Mm. And that's kind of interesting because that was the debut of the lineup that made the self-titled album, but many years before it. And it's a cool little live set. There was only four songs. There were more songs recorded, but the hard disk recorder that we recorded it on freaked out, and those were the only one that was salvageable. So that's what we put in there. It's a great little live set, and it'll only be on the CD. It will never be put on iTunes or anything. So if you want that live set, you will buy the CD.
All right. We need the hard copy. That's
yeah, you need the hard copy. Yeah. CDs are getting harder to sell. You know, more and more people are just using Spotify, even though they shouldn't, because it pays shit to the artists.
Right.
Yep. I said that and got that off my chest. I mean, iTunes is great. You know, iTunes pays really good, gives the artists something to live off. But you really need to do something special with the hard copy to make people buy it nowadays. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did.
Okay. And I've heard that you're also working on digital reissues of the pre-Nightmare back catalog albums. Is that moving forward?
Yeah, that's moving forward. They should be up in a couple of weeks back on iTunes. And well, the problem with the back catalog was that our old record company, Locomotive Records, kept selling the stuff even after their licenses had ended. And we've had a legal battle with them and their distribution company called The Orchard because we couldn't get them taken down. We've lost thousands of dollars on that account. And it's been really frustrating. And a couple of months ago, we finally got them taken down so we can put them up ourselves. Because every time you have a new album out, there will be new fans and they will be buying the back catalog.
Right.
And really, those are our money. So that's been really frustrating. They will be up on, if you're not on iTunes, you can get them as MP3 from Nightmare's homepage too. They will be up in a couple of days there. What's interesting about that version is that it'll have a track-by-track commentary by all the original members who played on those albums.
Oh.
Our recollection, and it'll have each album will have a preface by either Morten, old Morten, of course, or Henrik. So, and it's quite a long that PDF file with those track by track comments, and there is some interesting thing in there. So that'll be exclusive to the Nightmare homepage downloads of those albums.
Great. Well, why don't you give us all the websites and the social media sites that our listeners should go to for everything about Anubis Gate?
Yeah, I mean, they should. We have an official Facebook page called Anubis Gate Official. How original. Or we have a Twitter page, which is just called Anubis Gate, I think. Yeah, Anubis_Gate.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's about it. We have, of course, our official homepage, which we update every time there's something new, and that has some interesting bits on it. It's not very pretty, but it's informative. I mean, if you bought Andromeda Unchained or The Detached, or if you're buying them as downloads, they were concept albums, and you could go on our homepage and find the concepts and the stories and the lyrics for those two albums there.
Mm-hmm.
So, which might be a good thing, especially if you are listening to The Detached. Mm-hmm. I mean, the music stands up on its own, which is something the music always should do on concept albums. You know, you should be able to listen to it without knowing the story. And then if you know the story, it'll just get even better.
Mm-hmm. So that's all at anubisgate.com, right?
Yeah, that's all at anubisgate.com, okay. Yeah. After the Horizons release, we are running a fundraiser to have a box set of the old albums, the old four old albums, plus a CD of rare and unreleased tracks, among them that Bee Gees cover track, which nobody has heard.
That's worth buying it just for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty good. I think we'll do it through Pledge Music. I don't know if you've heard of
yeah,
that.
Uh-huh. I've done that. Yeah, definitely. I've been part of those.
I think we need to move about 300 of them before for it to become a reality. Mm-hmm. But we're still working on the calculations for that. But we're doing a fundraiser for everyone who wants a physical copy of the old albums. And I mean, they're selling at insane prices. You know, I mean, I've seen The Detached go for $200, mm-hmm. and nobody should pay that for an album. I really think nobody should. I'm flattered, but nobody should.
You would be more flattered if some of that money was coming back to you, I think.
Yeah.
I've been talking with Kim Olesen of Anubis Gate. Their new album, Horizons, is coming out on the 15th of April worldwide on Nightmare Records. So if you're listening to this before the 15th of April, you can pre-order your copies now. I would suggest you do that, especially the CD version, which has the live show from 2005, was it? Is that what you said? That's what.
Yes, 2005,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's the only place you can get that is on the hard copy, or if you prefer downloads, they'll be available also. As usual, this Anubis Gate album is a winner. I've heard it all, and it's great. So, Kim, thanks so much for allowing me to be the first to play your track Never Like This for the world here on Progtopia. So best of luck with the new album, any live shows you might have coming up, and as always, continued success in the future, my friend.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
Remember, you can pre-order Horizons at nightmarerecords.com and amazon.com. Go to one of those websites now. Don't wait. You want this album, believe me. And don't forget, also at Nightmare, you can get the MP3 downloads of the first four albums. So that's where you need to go if you want those, with those commentary tracks from Henrik and Morten. The band is online at anubisgate.com and facebook.com/anubisgate, also on Twitter. You can find Kim Olesen on both Progtopia's fan and group pages on Facebook, so go to facebook.com/progtopia for the fan page and a link to the group page, where you can leave your own message and even post about whatever you'd like in the world of prog rock and metal. It'll be easier for your fellow fans and Progtopians to see what you post on the group page than on the fan page. Facebook's funny that way. As long as you don't spam us, we'll be happy to read whatever you want to put up there. On Twitter, we're at Progtopia, and of course our main website is progtopia.com, which has all the archived episodes, including number 001, featuring Anubis Gate back in early 2012. So let us know what you thought of this show and the new track at any of these places. We'd love to hear from you. Hopefully it won't be several months between planetary premieres next time like it was this time, but something tells me it won't be. Just a gut feeling. That's all for now, everyone. Thanks, Kim. Thanks to Lance King at Nightmare. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time in a land called Progtopia.